When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, y'all. Hi. What's up? How are you today? Let's sit down. Let's sit down and talk about you. Oh, wait. This is one way, isn't it? All right. Well, in that case, let's talk about me. I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you'll find bonus content for both my podcasts, The Ritwit and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Godzilla versus Kong. That's the Terminator theme. Also, I recognize that there isn't any real prehistoric animals in that movie, but look, when I say it counts, man. It's exactly what it was supposed to be, and it was everything we all dreamed it would be. It's great. So we discuss all about that movie and the MonsterVerse as a whole and what could come next and how it relates to dinosaurs in some way or other. Spoiler alert, it really doesn't, but it's close enough. Link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support. Have a lovely day.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast with a host as old as its prehistoric subjects. I'm turning 30 today!
Happy birthday!
Thank you. It's the worst.
You're 30 now. The big 3-0.
This is the end of my life.
Yep.
It's all downhill from here.
Literally, actually. He's moving to San Francisco at the top of a hill.
Yeah.
And by the time he makes it to the bottom of said hill, it will be the end of his life.
Because I fell off the hill and died, right?
Exactly.
It was a choice.
Sorry, was that not clear? That's where I was going with that.
Oh, man. I'm so old.
But 30, right? Like, I feel like you get, like, a claim to fame. Like, you made it to 30.
I was really hoping to be in one of those lists of, like, 30 under 30, you know? But
That's fair. But, you'll never make the Forbes or whatever. But
like, yeah, I don't know about rich. So, like, person with the dumbest podcast under 30. I actually have a lot of competition there. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, you definitely do not have the dumbest podcast. Like,
which is amazing.
I don't know. Like,
well, I guess Joe Rogan's is pretty dumb. I've never heard any of it, but I've heard people talk about it.
It's Joe Rogan, right? So, like, lower your expectations at the door.
Pretty hard, anyways. Lower them pretty hard. All right.
Sorry to upset the Joe Rogan fan base.
Although those kind of people aren't listening to a show like this. They're like, dinosaurs, man. What is that? Is that my last high? Yeah, that's
yes. That's how every Joe Rogan...
maybe he's a really nice man. No, he's not. Anyway, so if you could have a dinosaur on as a guest co-host on a Joe Rogan show, which one and what would they do?
Well, I feel compelled to say it would have to be the T-Rex so that he would immediately eat Joe Rogan.
But think of the poor T-Rex, though. Like,
it might upset his stomach.
Yeah,
right. What's, like, kind of a shitty dinosaur who's, like, kind of an asshole? Like, known for being kind of an asshole?
Well, I would think maybe, like, a Stegosaurus.
Yeah.
Because, like, it has that big spike tail. It could just swing it and then skewer him.
Wasn't Spike a Stegosaurus,
Yes,
though?
But he didn't have spikes yet because he didn't have spikes with the plates yet because he was a baby.
Yeah.
And never grew up over 13 movies.
I don't want Spike to get sick eating Joe Rogan.
Well, he wouldn't eat him. He'd just skewer him and leave because he's an herbivore, you know?
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's fair. Then, yeah, I'll have Spike so that he can murder Joe Rogan and, like, he and I can just
FBI
chill. Although I'm just realizing Spike doesn't speak. Yeah. And so that'd be a very poor podcast.
Unlike the other Stegosauruses that absolutely speak. So.
Right.
You know what I would do? I would have an Ankylosaurus on his podcast, not to, like, clobber him with his club tail or anything like that. Like, I may dislike the man and what he does to society and the world, but I don't know if I want to
get him killed, you know, because, you know, I don't want the FBI down my...
Like, you're a better man than I, sir.
Yes. Like, what Ankylosaurus does is it's prone to eating, like... And I guess also, like, long necks are the same way, but Ankylosaurus can fit in a room better, in a podcast studio better. They eat a lot of pebbles to help grind their food in their stomach, and the process creates terrible gas.
Oh.
So...
Well, I mean...
So the Ankylosaurus will come on. Joe Rogan will be spouting about how woke culture is ruining society or whatever.
Right.
And then the Ankylosaurus will be like... And then
that's all I hear when Joe Rogan speaks anyway.
Yeah, but it'll stink so bad that Joe Rogan will have to abandon his studio.
Forever.
It has a lingering smell of Ankylosaurus farts.
Right, right. And... I mean, everybody knows once your studio has that lingering smell of Ankylosaurus farts, it's useless.
Yes. And the Ankylosaurus, I'm going to make sure the Ankylosaurus, Joe Rogan gets him when Ankylosaurus is a baby. So the baby imprints on Joe Rogan and follows him everywhere.
Right.
So if he tries it in a different studio.
Perfect.
And since Ankylosaurus is covered in armor and other sort of stuff, he's probably bulletproof. So Joe Rogan
good points.
Can't kill him to stop him.
And neither can the NRA.
He's just stuck with that farting Ankylosaurus imprinted on him.
Good.
Forever.
Forever. This is actually the Joe Rogan fanfic that I will be submitting to his podcast.
You know, Joe Rogan is a real knucklehead, isn't he? And speaking of which, we're talking about colepiocephale, which actually translates to knucklehead.
Hey! I was wondering where this transition was going. Look at that, knucklehead.
Yes.
What an old schoolhouse, like,
yeah.
Tease, right?
Yeah,
like,
sometimes paleontologists like to do, like, silly names like that for their creatures.
I mean, I think it's fun, right? Yeah. But, like, I feel like knucklehead, like...
Such a G-rated insult.
Yeah, it feels very, like...
Like a poo-poo
head.
Like
a Disney Channel insult, right? Like,
yeah.
You remember you were watching, like, shows like that as a kid, and they're trying to, like, be like, oh, this kid is a bully. And it was like... My bullies don't say that. Like,
for some reason, I remember the line in... Remember Robots?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
There was that one business mogul who was all greedy and trying to get people with upgrades. He said this line that, for some reason, I remember perfectly. It was like, now let's get down to the business of sucking every loose penny out of Mr. and Mrs. Average Knucklehead.
Oh.
And I'm like, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, also sounds like most CEOs I know. So, yeah, hey. And this is our podcast where we on capitalism?
Yep. Is Joe Rogan a capitalist? Probably.
Probably. Or we all just take a dump on Joe Rogan.
Yes.
Also, working on swearing less on Matt's podcast.
That's I mean, I swear away. I've got velociraptor noises at the ready.
This is true. So. This is true.
Okay. All right.
In that case... Part.
Okay, well, one of those was much better than the others. Okay, anyways, type. It is a pachycephalosaurid, a group of dinosaurs with hard domed heads.
Domed.
Yes. Size 3.5 feet/1.2 meters long. So pretty small, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I was expecting much larger.
Well, some of the pachycephalosaurus could be about the size of a person in height, like 15 feet long in length. So.
Oh.
This is smaller, so.
Right. But
Anyways, diet. Herbivore, so.
Okay.
Yep, it's all right.
So won't eat Joe Rogan. But,
damn it.
Right.
It could headbutt him and then throw him to the wall or something.
A dome head would do some damage, I'll tell you what.
Although I guess I'll get to why it might not as much here. Time, Late Cretaceous, 80 to 77 million years ago. Location, Alberta, Canada. I want to go on a trip to Alberta, Canada, because the continent of North America's biggest mall is in Edmonton.
Really?
Yes.
It's bigger than the Mall of America?
Yes, by quite a bit.
Oh.
And it's so big, it has a water park and a theme park inside it, and the theme park has roller coasters. So,
holy crap.
I am taking a trip to Alberta, Canada. Also, my favorite dinosaur, Sign Raptor, is on a skeleton in the Royal Tyrrell Museum, which is like an hour or two outside of Edmonton. So
might as well.
Yeah.
That's too large for a mall. Also, do people still go to malls?
I mean, maybe not now, COVID times, but...
Right, but, like, even prior to COVID, like, anytime my parents come through town, my parents live in a small town, so they always want to go to the mall, right? Because it's something they don't have.
Right.
I walk around and I'm like, wow, this is terrible.
See, if I were to go,
I'm not enjoying myself at all.
I would just go to the theme park and the water park.
And
then maybe peruse the mall and not buy anything. If they have a good Lego store, I'd probably go through that. But
fair.
Anyways.
It's valid points. And, you know, check out the food court.
Yes. It's always good for food. Yeah, get a good pretzel.
Orange Julius.
Ooh.
Ooh, there's a good question. What's your favorite mall food?
No, probably Orange Julius.
Yeah, same. They're just so good.
Anyways, it was just colloquial was described in 2003.
Right.
Pop culture appearances shoved in the lockers of middle schools everywhere. That's all I've got. No one cares about colloquial. Such a knucklehead.
Right. Well, I also enjoy this idea that, one, the dome head seems fun to me.
Yes.
Also, do you remember there was like this weird like scientific experiment that I remember seeing a lot of like hype around?
Okay.
That basically they like made like an environmental dome. And
the biodomes,
yeah. Yeah, the biodomes. They just had people live in them for like a year.
Okay.
And then I think that's what the Simpsons movie was based off of.
Oh, really?
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because then they put the dome over the town.
Yeah, and then also Stephen King's short story, The Dome.
Right, which I have not seen.
I haven't seen it either, or read it, or on it, whatever.
I say seen. They made a miniseries on it at one point.
That's true. Also on Mars, they'll probably be biodomes there, because where else can you grow plants?
Right. That's actually, so, fun Patreon perk. You'll see Matt and I go to Mars to record this podcast.
That's true.
Yeah.
I forgot we're on Mars right now.
Yeah. The Patreon is just us getting to Mars. this podcast is recorded on the surface of Mars in our own biodome.
Yes. But let me tell you, I'm getting real cabin fever here. I've been here for 7 years.
Right. Also, I say our biodome. Really, like, Matt's part of the dome is on that side of town. Mine is on that side of town. There's about 700 of us, which is not a lot, but more than you would expect on the surface of Mars.
Especially considering we're here alone forever, and these are, like, the only people we'll ever know.
You're right.
I tried to go out on a date, it didn't work out, and I'm running out of options real fast.
You're telling me.
Anyways, sometimes paleontologists have a sense of humor. Not always, mind you. A lot of them are these dweeby dorks that take everything seriously, don't understand the concept of humor. That's not true, but why not punch down a little?
Ross keeps insisting that they were on a break, and he's not that funny, so.
No, he's not. And even if they were on a break, don't sleep with someone else.
Well, don't sleep with somebody else within, like, 8 hours of being on a break.
Yeah, like, if you're still on a break within a month,
yeah, like, that's one thing, but, like, it, like, they were still both, like, coming back from this fight. Like, that's, no. Like, the next morning, she's like, hey, I've cooled down. Like, let's have a conversation about this. And he's like, hey, I just slept with somebody. Like.
Yeah, like, I'm so glad Sam Neill's character in Jurassic Park is the definitive pop culture paleontologist over Ross Geller.
Yeah.
Anyways, sometimes when officially describing a dinosaur in a paper, they'll give a funny name, knowing that due to the strict rules of scientific nomenclature, the name is permanent as long as the species is deemed valid and not a nomen nudum, which is like a thing where like we assigned a name to a species, but turns out we actually don't have enough evidence for that species to make it a full species yet.
Oh.
So there's other like...
So kind of like how Pluto's like colloquially a planet, but like... is not really a planet.
Kind of. I don't know. That's, well, we have evidence that Pluto exists. It's not. It's like like if we found a planet. It's like if we notice the gravity of Neptune is off. I was gonna say Uranus, but I just can't say that anymore. planet's name is ruined. But anyways, we notice the gravity of Neptune is off, and we deduced that there is another planet out there that's affecting the gravity of it, and then so we immediately come up with a name and other sort of stuff for it before we even discover it.
Oh.
And then it turns out it didn't exist. It was just some sort of weird gravitational fluke, that sort of thing. So.
Huh. The more you know.
Anyways, but so this has its risks, though. Naming a species a funny name because you can't shame it. Like, did you officially describe your dinosaur Dimple Boobosaurus? Because you were drunk and thought it would be funny? Guess what? Stuck that way. Oh, sure, you could get lucky and not have enough material uncovered to make the species valid, brushing your embarrassing naming of it aside. Or they could find hundreds of complete skeletons in a bone bed for that from a bunch of them had died in a flash flood, and the news and scientific journals would be forced to write, paleontologists have uncovered hundreds of perfectly preserved Dimple Boobosaurus skeletons. And then, turns out, when studying these skeletons, that the dinosaur is an important link between several dinosaur families and will force them to reassess the entire evolutionary branches of dinosaur relations, making Dimple Boobosaurus one of the most important fossils in scientific history. Its name will live forever in textbooks and journals, meaning you'll be constantly reminded of the time you drunkenly named it, and everyone in the paleontological community will shun you, and right. You'll forever live in shame.
As one was. I mean, what would be the worst name for a dinosaur that you can come up with?
There's already a Fukui raptor.
So. A Fukui?
Yeah, it's Japanese, but It looks like... okay, here comes the Velociraptor. A Fukui raptor.
Fantastic. I mean, I like the idea of us going back and renaming, like, normal dinosaurs after things that, like, sound like the ramblings of a drunk man.
Okay. This isn't a T-Rex. This is a big badass-saurus.
I'm waiting for the day that, like, companies start sponsoring dinosaur names.
Okay.
So it'll be like the Budweiser-saurus.
Have you ever seen Jurassic World?
No.
They make that exact joke.
Oh!
Because, like,
I wrote for Jurassic World, actually. That's why I know that joke.
Okay, like, the one of the guys who works in the control room, who's Nick Miller from New Girl. But he talks about, like, how, because they're getting to this point where they're making new dinosaurs rather than just getting old dinosaurs. They're genetically altering new dinosaurs, like the Indominus right. Rex. And they talk about, like, how they have a corporate sponsor for him. And Nick Miller, that's not his real name, but that's,
right, but
that's this character from New Girl. No, he's like, why don't you just have those corporations name the dinosaurs, like Pepsi-saurus or Tostito Dawn?
So, I mean, at this rate, like, Amazon Prime just bought MGM. So, like...
Yeah.
If they're going to, like, make that lion into a dinosaur.
What made me feel so much like Michael Crichton's worst fears are coming true? Have you ever gone to a pet store?
Right.
And you go to the fish?
Sure.
And there are some fish that are not real fish.
What?
They were genetically made.
Oh.
Like, they were bred a certain way. Like, they're not fish you find in the wild. And because they were bred a certain way... Their species name has a trademark symbol next to it, and it makes me so sad.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I was like, this is Michael Crichton's worst fear.
Yeah.
Someone owns this species.
Somebody owns this species of fish.
To the point where if you write their species name, you have to use a trademark.
That's so interesting, though, because like we don't see that with like dogs.
No.
Right? There's no,
because dogs are public domain, I guess. Like, they belong to the world.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yes.
Dogs are public domain.
But yeah, so that's the risk of naming a dinosaur something funny, but the odds of that happening are realistically very low.
Well, I mean, Knucklehead is still kind of endearing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I could call, like, my friends or, like, my brothers, like, a knucklehead, right? But, like...
You'd be really pulling your punches, I feel, if you did that.
This is valid. This is valid. I mean, I say much worse things to my friends.
I described one of my friends the other day. Not a knucklehead, but another head. That
right.
That
resembles excrement.
Yes.
So I'm trying to give Matt less to edit out with velociraptor noises.
Right, exactly. And I gave him a knuckle sandwich right now.
right afterwards.
Yeah.
So is that the like claim to fame behind the knucklehead dinosaurs?
It made a mean knuckle sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, Domehead, I assume. Built the dome in the Simpsons movie.
Yes. But actually, speaking of domes, Colepiocephalae was another member of the Pachycephalosaurid family, more specifically the variant with flatter heads rather than domed ones.
Huh. So, like, they're the odd cousins? Like,
yeah.
What was that show? There was, like, a show, a Conehead.
Yes, I was actually thinking about Conehead earlier.
Yeah!
Okay.
Like, so they're just, like, the Coneheads of the neighborhood.
So those are pointed. These are just, like, flat.
Right. But, like, everybody else's head is a normal shape.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a, like, flat-headed dinosaur.
Oh, okay. I get you. I thought you were saying that there's another group of pachycephalosauruses that had cone heads.
Oh, I mean, you're the dinosaur expert here.
As far as I have read, no.
As far as I have read, yes.
Oh, well, then okay.
And I'm reading in the comments section of Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, well, he would know.
He would know. I mean, come on, people.
Anyways, Columbiosaurus' fossils were found in 1945 by paleontologist L.M. Sternberg, probably celebrating the fact that the war was over by going on a nice, relaxing dig in the Alberta Badlands.
As one does.
I know. And initially identified as a Stegosaurus, another type of pachycephalosaur that was well known back then. However, in 2003, paleontologist Robert Sullivan studied the fossils further, but found enough features in the skull to distinguish it from Stegosaurus, and thus described it as a new species, which he named Colepiocephale, or knucklehead, because he thought it'd be funny.
Fair, fair.
And funny it was.
And funny it was.
Actually, I've heard funnier names.
Yeah. I mean, I like it.
There's actually a dinosaur, well, it's not, unfortunately, as... It's not considered valid anymore. It's another nomen nudum, I think. But it's called Gojirasaurus, like Godzilla.
I'm a little slow.
Yeah, Gojira is the Japanese name of...
That's fantastic. And Godzilla just makes sense to name a dinosaur after Godzilla.
Yeah.
But I mean, is there a dinosaur named after Mothman?
Moth. Well, I don't know if there's one.
Or Mothra.
I was going to say Mothra. I mean, they're both monsters, so.
Yeah. So, like.
Where's the Moth Woman?
Yeah, these are the questions. Feminism 2021, like, let's get on this.
Where's the Moth non-binary person?
Yeah. Gender non-conforming or gender fluid.
Yeah. All my guys, gals, and non-binary pals, you know?
Men, women, friends beyond the binary.
Yes.
Let's get started.
Anyway, Colepiocephale.
These are the intelligent tangents that I am here for.
Okay. Well, here we go. This is pretty intelligent, I'd say.
Okay.
Colepiocephale is currently the oldest definitive pachycephalosaurid known from North America. There are other fossils found that could potentially have been older, but they haven't been studied thoroughly enough yet. So stop procrastinating, paleontologists.
I mean, come on, guys. You've only had 65 million years to get your crap together.
Yes. Come on, do it. What are you waiting on? You don't have... You've become paleontologists. You have devoted your lives to the ways of the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like,
guys, come on.
You're basically monks. Like, you can't do anything other than focus on paleontology.
Right. I mean, that's how it works, right? You, like, give up all your worldly, like, needs.
Yeah, and just focus on the science of dinosaurs.
Yeah. That's what Ross Geller did.
Yeah. That's why... Wait, no. I was about to say something about him being on a break, but that doesn't make sense, because if he's like a monk, he's sacrilegious to the ways of the paleontology monks. He's having sex all the time.
Yeah. I mean, when are we all with Jennifer Aniston? But...
Yes, I guess that's true. Definitely her over Angelina Jolie. Brad Pitt, what were you thinking anyway?
Brad, come on. Yeah.
Anyways, let's write Colepiocephale. 65 million. Or whatever you're going to rate it.
Right. Well, I rate it 6 playground bullies.
Playground bullies, okay.
Knucklehead.
Yeah. That's a very tame... I rate it either... I'm going to rate it either like 30 million or one gross moldy knuckle sandwich.
Right. Old moldy... I don't know where this hand has been, but here we are.
Right. Or what if it's... Surely there's a literal knuckle sandwich. Like, you know, pig knuckles are a thing that people eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think.
So I mean, I'm not doubting you. But, like, yeah, I guess there would be a literal knuckle sandwich out there.
Wait, pigs have hooves. How do they have knuckles?
I mean, there's probably something that connects to the hooves.
I have heard of the food pig knuckles, so... Put them in a sandwich.
Maybe it's metaphorical.
Ah, okay.
We all know that famous metaphor.
I am a writer, so everything's a metaphor.
Right. His life is actually just a metaphor for a guy named Matthew Donald.
Yes. And also, I follow the works of Sigmund Freud, so everything's a metaphor for sex.
Right.
My love of dinosaurs is somehow some sort of suppression of my psyche to want to screw a dinosaur. Anyways.
Yes. That's the end goal of this podcast.
That's the end of that. Watch out, my bird. Beware.
Oh, God.
That's it for this week. If you're not going to hold the show, you can contact me at mattsd@matthewdonaldcreator.com for any general questions to either co-host. You can follow me on social media at MatthewDonCreator on Facebook, at MatthewDon64 on Twitter, and MatthewDon64 on Instagram. Y64. Wait, that's the wrong show.
Hey!
If you want to check out that show, I have another podcast called The Writ Wit, where two twits talk about writing. And
writing.
Yes, writing. I don't know. Some stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's a fun show.
Yeah, I guess.
I've been on it.
It's all right.
It's all right, he says about his own show.
It's not the best. Why the hell are you listening to it, guys? Anyways. That's it for this week. As I say at the end of every episode of Paleobites, knuckle. Yeah.
How do we do it like the snaps on West Side Story?
Yeah. Anyways, bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.